Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Whee! Yay, my love! Thank you, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I really am honored to be sharing on this program, and for a few years now, we are heading into year three or four. It's so great. And really enjoying getting in our bodies, listening, and taking a moment to slow down. Each of these programs, I'm excited to share some of those practices of meditating, of slowing down, of listening deeply to the body, and even some stories, some discussion, awareness on topics of our sexuality and consciousness that we often just don't get a chance to openly talk about. And I encourage you, with any questions or topics, to call in here or to contact me between shows and throw out those ideas or those questions. They help fuel what comes next. What do you want to hear about? And I encourage you, please, to reach out. Today, we're going to start with, once again, a little breathing, a little getting in our body, as we then prepare for today's topic, which I will share in a moment. So let's settle in. Get a moment to find your seat or lying down or wherever you may be as you're joining in live or even afterwards in the archives, to take a moment to take a breath and notice. Allow yourself to feel and acknowledge your body. As a vast energetic being that we are, we get to be in this delightful gift of being in a body. What's it like to notice it? To invite perhaps an exhale with some sound, allowing any heaviness or scatter, nervousness, mind chatter, clutter to find its way through your body out into the support of the earth, where the earth gets to clear it, transmute it. She does this with gratitude, with great joy, and we are grateful for her support in clearing so that no one has to carry it. And feel what that feels like as you invite the sound, invite the intention of letting go. Maybe something that's been hanging on for a while, it's time. No longer serves its purpose. It's complete, allowing it to drop away. And then a breath of gratitude, filling, allowing yourself to open, to receive from earth, from divine. A sense of light, life, vibrancy, rejuvenation, the joy of aliveness. It's all around us and in us. Let yourself take a moment to remember it, to trust that you deserve to receive it and that you're valuable and important. And then a breath of gratitude for that. Thank you, Earth. Thank you, Sun, Sky, Divine, Universe. Thank you for allowing me to receive, for holding me safely, and creating the space. And with a breath of gratitude for being in your body and feeling that connection to your own center, to the core of the earth, to the world around you, to source. With that breath of gratitude, gently bring your awareness back into the space and open your eyes. Yay! Welcome! Today, we are exploring a topic that we just touched on, actually, energetically. And today's topic is pretty alive with me. It is what we're going to explore today is clearing clutter. How clearing clutter leads to better sex, to better sexuality, to more aliveness, more vibrancy, more possibility to move energy through your body, to receive it, to share in it, to relax open to it, and how literally clearing clutter can support that. And why this is particularly alive is this time of year tends to be my time of year for that. And I'm deeply steeped, actually, in this year's version of clearing clutter. And what I want to start with are a few stories of sharing around what I mean by this, like how on earth by clearing clutter, and by clutter, we'll expand on that. What does that mean? Is it just the set of piles sitting around you at your desk or in your bedroom? Or is it also, and it is also, the energetics of time, things that we do to distract ourselves and kill time, waste time? These things that clutter and distract, like what's it like to notice them and to maybe let them go and then to receive the sweet gift of the space that that provides in our bodies, in our beings, and in our energy. So let's start with that. It is all energy. It's all about energy. Like we just started with these breaths in our body. We are energetic beings in a finite form. And as we're here in a physical body, it's a sweet, sweet gift. And everything around us, the stuff we interact with in the world, in 3D world, the interactions and exchanges with other people, with things, with stuff, all of this is about energy. And what's it like to allow ourselves to create space and open the possibility of energy flow, which is the deep power of our sexuality, is opening to work with our sexual energy, which is that facet of our energy we tend to want to put in a box and put on a shelf and hide and only bring out under certain conditions. And I want to invite, no, it's allowed to be present. What's it like to step into that sense of our power of connecting with our sexual energy, our creative juices, and let them have space, create the space for them to flow? So if you're ever feeling stuck in your creativity, stuck in getting things done, in feeling like you're not able to accomplish what you want to in the world or get things done, or again, creatively stuck, or simply sexually stuck, like maybe feeling a lot of charge, like an intense sexual energy, but it tends to be really pointed and in small doses, like a burst here and there, masturbating daily, for example, which is lovely and wonderful and fun. And what's it like to allow that energy to have room to expand through your body, through your energy and through your interactions, instead of becoming just a pointed, outcome-oriented event? And this concept of clearing clutter, of clearing energy, making space, is deeply tied to that. So let's explore this. So the first thing is I want to share a story that my love just shared with me that really resonates for me. Is also, I feel a truth in it for myself. And he talked about, clutter having to do with time clutter, things that were time killers, like for him, and I've resonated with this in my past as well, watching TV, things like watching TV or doing other little random things that don't really serve a purpose and don't really feel all that good other than distract us from what's really going on around us in the world. And as he noticed that as he released TV and released those time killers, those cluttered energetic things that he was randomly doing, it allowed him to explore himself. That by through exploring himself, through starting to turn his awareness inward, he noticed and shared with me that he was able to then start going, oh, wow, I have a little time, instead of spending those couple of hours each evening watching the TV. His time, he could start working on what I'll call human homework, the things of self-inquiry, self-exploration. What's it like? He started to free up his creativity in his music. It opened space for moving from the notes on the sheet music page to improvisationally creating, which has been a huge part of his journey and a beautiful one. He's so inspirational and profound in how he shares in his music, and it comes from his heart through his soul. He created space for that. He talked about it opened up space for him for personal growth, for really stepping into his power. And as he did these things for himself, he noticed it led to better sex, connections with people, more intimate connections with people, connections with himself, where his sexuality and his sexual energy could move in new and wonderful, better, in his words, ways. And that's pretty profound. And I agree. I noticed that reflection in my own journey. I noticed that in addition to that, clearing the TV, like, oh my gosh, which I did. And that was not easy. You know, that first few times turning it off and going, what do I do in this silence? Suddenly, you know, I could pay more attention to myself, and I didn't really want to. It was scary. In addition to that, I had a beautiful mentor, a spiritual guide, a therapist, who was like, Deb, and I've talked about her before. She's like, Deb says, Leslie, you need to call the herd. And I'm like, what? Call the herd. I mean, thin out and create some space. Thin out those time commitments. Because I was coming in, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm taking on this and this leadership role and I'm doing this next thing. And I was an endurance athlete and in an intense, highly successful corporate career. And as I was doing more things and adding more to the plate, she was like, this is crazy. she gently invited me to see that I was going to burn up and fry if I kept adding these things to the plate. And her invitation to call the herd was at the time a frustrating one, I'm sure, and a really welcome one over time. And while, you know, at first it would have been like, well, what do you mean? What can I give up? I can't give up any of these things. I enjoyed doing them. But I also was avoiding looking at me and looking at what did I really need to see in my life. And I was doing a good job escaping it and avoiding it by putting all these things in its place. So it does take it, you know, when we slow down and start to call the herd, thin out the time commitments, give up the distractions. I'm not saying it's easy. Like, oh yeah, I'll just give that up and woo, I feel great. Sometimes it's really hard. It's tender. That's why it's there. It's padding something, and there's a comfort zone to it. And yet, I really encourage, as we let go of these things, the possibilities are just endless. It's amazing. We'll get to that. So another thing I noticed, so this was kind of around clearing time clutter and commitment clutter energetically. And all these are energy. You know, those I was pouring a ton of energy into being all those things that I was being, all those labels of leadership roles and volunteer activities and sports and career. It was just adding more and more to my list. So the next thing that I'll say is clearing space, physical space clutter. And the physical stuff that shows up in our lives and then we hang on to. And that part of what I mean by clearing clutter is clearing that space. And I think this is steeped in our field generationally too. It comes from, I believe, at least in part for me, I've seen threads with my grandparents living through the Depression era, that for them, survival was dependent on saving things. You know, and my grandmother, bless her heart, I love her. And she passed some years ago. And in that process of clearing her home, one of the things that was found was, you know, her storing food, you know, storing food for decades, you know, frozen pears she had grown on her tree that she'd frozen in preparation for that day when they may be needed, you know, and that was from like the 50s. So it was like decades old. And blessings, because I'm sure what was going through her head was, you know, I need to save this so that we have this when we need it. And there for them in the early days of that, there was some physical, tangible, real survival mechanism involved. And what's true and ongoing is that dropped away. They were no longer in that situation. But there that urgency, that tension in our body is still there. And I think it shows up in our lineage. It shows up in the field often for many of us, so that it's there. We don't even know why we need to save this thing, but we're saving this thing for that time. And I think it gets rooted back to our survival on this planet. Like, if I don't hang on to this, my value is going to disappear. And that showed up for me, actually, was as I started to do some clutter clearing, which I've done now over the past decade or more, I've done serious phases of clutter clearing. I started to notice that there's a lot of emotional pieces. And one of those for me was like an overwhelm. Like, if I destroy these documents, or if I get rid of this box of stuff from college, that somehow that part of me, that phase of life of me, is gone and disappears. And that if I do this systematically, I'm going to erase myself. And that, I think, there's a body level fear of it. And then there's this awareness that no, you know, like, I am going to survive, but what do I need to feel safe as I clear this? And so this is what I want to invite next, is we're going to talk about a few tips on what is this like, because the value clearing this clutter, we're going to get to as well, but the value is huge when we create space and freedom in our lives. So first, a few tips and things I noticed around the emotional pieces of, like, what was going on for me is, like, don't try to bite off everything in one chunk. You know, it's just, it doesn't need to all happen at once. For me, this has been quite a spiral of noticing that I was carrying a lot from my past and starting to clear it. And that comes in a bunch of layers of emotional content, things that hold back and store in my body and in my sexual energy. And as I was noticing that all of that was heavy and weighing on me, I could start to clear it and to make some changes. So not doing it all at once, but taking baby steps helped me. And that's not always true. Some people do this in one big chunk. And partner, my love, who's taught me a lot in the clearing clutter phase, has definitely moved through many cycles for himself of deep, deep cuts, like, okay, it all goes, you know, and there was a great freedom for him in that. And it can be pretty edgy to the foundation, to do I feel like I have my roots and my stability? At least for me, I've noticed in that can be pretty edgy. So for me, it's been baby steps and learning and listening to my body. So some tips on, as I started to do it, was maybe not bite off all of it all at once, as I mentioned before. So take a chunk. So maybe one of the stories I'll share is we cleared the kitchen at one point, where I had a bunch of stuff just stored in the backs of cabinets, and, you know, it gets hidden back there when you don't see it, and then it builds on itself, and I think things multiply. They have sex back there in the back of the cabinets, and suddenly you have 15 little small trinkety glasses that you don't really need anymore with, and it just, you go, how did these all collect? At least I did. Well, so what we did, instead of, say, go through and pull out the things we don't want, it's like, nope, we're going to do this chunk of the kitchen. So let's pull everything out of this chunk of the kitchen and move it to the dining room table, for example. So we took a section of cabinets, pull everything out. And then the only things that go back in are the things that are intentionally going to stay, and we make a choice. And that way, it just works a lot cleaner than to just sort of pull one or two things out at a time. It's stagnant that way. There is something that happens when you pull everything out all at once in that energy, where it sort of breaks the inertial momentum of everything piled back there and gives you a chance to free it. And so on that note, watch your body position as you do this. You know, if all of a sudden I found myself doing this and my partner helping me see it was really great. If all of a sudden I'm down in a ball, looking at this thing from 1983 and I'm reading it through it and it's drawing me in, you know, it's like, okay, I need to stand up and move and release from that draw. There's a bit of a kinesthetic memory that happens that can feel overwhelming and kind of suck you back in. So just watching and moving through this process and having, frankly, having that emotional support crew, like in my case, my love, who's been here supporting me and help see it from sort of an impartial point of view, you know, a chance to see it from a different direction rather than the way you see it, which is going to be embroiled in some memory. There can be a freedom in going, oh, that's right. This is just the thing. It's not the memory associated with it, or it's not the energy of that time. You can, and that unwinding from it can happen a lot easier with some emotional support. So I call it having your emotional support crew. And this can be like, again, a loved one or a friend. It's helpful if it's somebody that's not also tied up in the emotional content of what you're going through. And so maybe it's, you know, bring a friend in. There are also people who do this as a service, as a professional service, who help clear clutter. I invite you to explore looking for that if you want that support. Another tip that my partner, again, invited and has worked really well is if it is something that you want as a little bit of an archival memory, like it's no longer serving a functional purpose, you're not going to use it, it's just going to sit in a box, but so you don't really need it sitting in the box, maybe take a picture of it and honor its memory that way and store it in some electrons, which is a smaller storage space than the big physical box. And then weigh that with, when do I really need the picture and when don't I? But that can be a helpful part of the process to take a picture and go, you know what, I'm going to store it this way. And now I can let go of the pile. And it changes a little bit in that way. And that's been helpful. Another thing for me is staging it. It was pretty tender for me to start to move some stuff, especially some big stuff. And I wasn't so sure I was ready to let it go. And it felt overwhelming, like flighty terror in my body, traumatic responses. And so rather than going, you're just going to just toss it anyway, rip it off, you know, like a Band-Aid. I needed for a few things. Some of them was like, okay, it's time to go. But for a few, I needed to kind of stage it, put it aside for a bit. Have a spot that's like in the garage or in a different space in the house. It's like, I'm going to put it here. And if in a little while I don't notice it, I'm going to, you know, now I can come back to it and go, oh yeah, wow, I don't need it. But move it from its original spot. There's something about that, again, that shifts the momentum of the energy. And then I've been able to clear things like, oh yeah, that I have no problem letting go of because it hasn't even been in my thought process for a while. So that staging area kind of thing helped a lot for me. And the other thing was, again, honor this as energy. And as I did my own human homework around clarity in my life and with past relationships and with my life's journey and interaction with people and made peace and invited forgiveness for my own self and for actions of others, then that created the possibility that I could let some of this stuff go now. And sometimes in the letting go of the stuff is where some of that forgiveness and peace started to open up. So treat it as an intentional ritual. And I've done that as well. Like sometimes I'm shredding old documents and it may be documents that are connected with people in some way. And I just share a blessing, like, thank you so much for having been in my life in this way. And you know, whatever the blessing, the prayer or the intention that I want to send off as I'm now clearing the physicals of this, you know, folder for worth of stuff or whatever it is, so that it's with ease. It's not with hatred. It's not with I'm trying to shove somebody away, but with forgiveness and loving intention that this is now complete. You know, this is complete and I don't need to carry it anymore. So all of these things I have found helpful. Another tip that has been supportive for me in doing this process is make piles. So I make piles as I'm starting to clear whatever I'm going to clear. I'll make a pile. So I'll have a place where I'm going to put anything that's going to get recycled, a place that I'm going to put anything that's going to go get donated. So something's going to leave the house and go somewhere else. And there can be lots of different donation paths, but just in general, stuff that's going to leave the house and be donated is still useful. And then there's the, oh, wow, that was here? This, no wonder, like the stuff, and this is a very small pile, but just something, you know, the one or two things I might uncover that go, nope, this is still staying. It just needs to go somewhere else. And this one, like I said, is a particularly tiny pile. It's not something that I encourage big time, but there have been a few things where I've uncovered them and gone, nope, this is still useful. I need this up here in the kitchen or something. So the refile pile. So that's three. And then the fourth is waste, throw out. What's going literally into landfill? And for me, I'm really mindful about like what that's going to be. What am I going to dump into a landfill? It's going to be a pretty small pile, in my opinion. I want to find repurposing or recycling where I can. And that said, I've also made peace with, you know what? If the amount of energy that's going to go into repurposing or moving this to a new place becomes overwhelming, then maybe this is the case where I use landfill, because I'm very mindful about how I use landfill in my whole life. So I trust that I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. That's all we can do. I don't want to spend the next 20 years trying to repurpose something if it's just time for it to go. So those are my four piles: the recycle, the donate or leave the house, the refile, and the waste, the landfill. Those are just, I think, wonderful tools to help the process. Other things that come to mind are taking breaks. I tend to do this in big chunks and then I get overwhelmed. But if I go, okay, I've done this phase one. Phase one's complete. Now I can have a happy dance. Now I can celebrate that I've moved some things, and I can literally do that today. I just had a pile that got picked up for donation, and like joy, like there's, I can feel the space in my body as I move this stuff. And there's space in my body. And that's what I want to get to next. So we're going to take a short break and come back to why am I talking about clutter? And how is that connected to sexuality? We are going to explore that in just a moment.
Thank you, Leslie. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is January 19th, 2016, and you are listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie today, give us a call at 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. And you are more than welcome to ask questions in the chat room as well. I see we have a lot of listeners in there. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney. So exploring today, clearing clutter, and how does that lead to better sex, better sexuality, or more vibrant bodies? To me, that's all connected. So we just talked a little bit about what I meant by clearing clutter: time clutter, space clutter, commitment clutter. There's all sorts of things that can clutter up our lives, or we take on to fill, or we store to pad our awareness in the world, or we do it because of fear of falling off the planet, which I think sort of comes in survival. Even when that doesn't seem rational, I think there's something that happens there in our bodies. Sometimes we hold on to things to try to name our value. I certainly have done that, done a lot of that. So we talked about all of those ways and tips on how we can let go of some of those. And I really want to say that I have a deep compassion and understanding that that's not easy. And I work with clients that is not easy. And I really, my heart goes out for those of you and people who I've talked to recently for years who have piles and can't use parts of their home. And that's not just like, well, wow, this person's being ridiculous and lazy, why don't they clear it? No. It's an intense process. It can be. It can be traumas. It can be things that are carrying in our body. It's the way we're storing energy. And yes, it is possible to change it. That's what I want to encourage. Yes, it's possible. And don't beat ourselves up. Just because something's been sitting there for decades doesn't mean that we're lazy or we didn't know how to do it. It's a real part of just the energy that we're working with. And give yourself permission to take some of those steps and do it one step at a time. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Just take a corner and take a time to commit to it. Call in a friend, a little support network, and work on making some space. The other thing that I want to mention, as we then will be talking about the benefits of all this, is in addition to clearing the clutter, I'm speaking from a place of having had a lot. Not everyone does, and not everyone has as many decades under their belt as I do of that stuff. So what's it like to also take steps, take actions to reduce the clutter to coming in to begin with, which goes along with it? So if we're clearing clutter out, but we're filling it back in with just as much stuff that's coming in, you know, that's just a cycle that stays hard and long to deal with. What's it like to, in addition to the tips of clearing the clutter, let's also take an action to reduce creating it to begin with. And this is something that's also been part of my past decade plus of experience, is I don't need as much stuff as I thought I used to need. I don't buy as much stuff. So what's it like to what I'll call break the stuff cycle? And that this, in conjunction with clutter clearing, can be really phenomenal in creating space in your body. But if we break the stuff cycle, things like, why do I need to buy more of this thing? Living more simply, noticing the cycles of where you spend money and time, and can you break them? This one is less about stuff, but more about time and money, which is also a thing, you know, an energy. I'll just give it as an example. It's one I've given before. I used to, in my life, I wasn't noticing things, awareness around organic or really being supportive of the earth as it came to my yard. So I had this cycle of living in the suburbs and trying to be, you know, create the perfect lawn like all my neighbors. And so I had this cycle of, okay, I'm going to pay. I paid to have sprinklers installed. And then I paid each year for the extra water to water the grass. I paid for the turn on and have the sprinklers on through the summer. I paid to have them winterized in the winter and then turned on back again in the summer, right? This cycle every year, repair the little broken sprinkler heads that would happen. And then I paid a lawn service to come spray chemicals on my yard to make it green and to kill weeds, quote, weeds. And all of this was a cycle. And I started to see it finally. So over a decade ago, where I went, what? Why am I doing this? And then I paid a lawn service to mow it. So it was a lot of cycling of stuff. When I broke that cycle, what freed up was, wow, I'm going to stop spraying chemicals in my yard. I'm going to stop trying to, quote, kill weeds. I eat them now, but that's been years later. But what's it like to release the chemicals and release the spraying extra water, stop sprinkling extra, paying for extra water and doing that, stop paying to have somebody come mow my yard. As I released all that, the lawn actually rebalanced. And after some years now, it takes a few years for those chemicals to kind of clear, but after a couple of years, it was safe again to eat from my yard, to eat the things I intentionally grew, the things that volunteered that we call weeds. All these things were part of clearing this breaking this cycle. And what happened as I started to treat my lawn organically, and I use a little push rotary mower, it's not even a gasoline powered motor, that suddenly now I'm not buying gas, I'm not polluting with a gas mower, we're using a rotary style, granted we have a small yard, and we've released paying and putting chemicals on the yard, we've released paying for the extra water, it actually grows less and that needs mowed less. And it has totally just found its new home, new balance. It looks beautiful. And yep, there's more different types of things growing in it, but who cares? It's green and lovely. And it broke a cycle. It broke a lot of energy going into that and a lot of unhealthy energy going into that, and made it so much more easeful and peaceful and joyful. And that's what I mean by breaking the cycle. That was a case there. There's breaking the stuff cycle. Quit buying all the stuff, and then we don't have the stuff to get rid of. A great website for that is Life Without Plastic, by the way, where, you know, one of the things I was noticing was buying a lot of bags. You know, I'm buying Ziploc bags, and I'm buying little plasticky bits that get thrown away. And what's it like to instead buy reusable containers, to use food wraps that are reusable instead of the plastic saran wrap, and all these things. It just minimized the stuff I need to clear. And I stopped bringing in things that I wasn't using, and then the piles of clutter are, you know, fall away. So this living simply, which I've only just barely touched on, supports then breaking the stuff cycle, which then also supports later not having as much clutter that you have to deal with to clear. So what a win-win-win all the way around. There's more space altogether in my life, I notice, because I've broken a lot of those cycles. And that said, there's probably still more I can look at. But wow, does it feel better? It feels easier. It feels more useful in my life. And that's what I want to talk about next is, today's topic being clearing clutter and how that relates to and leads to better sex, better sexuality. So what do I mean by that now that we've talked about all that clearing? When we clear, there's space. We've cleared space. Space is huge value. Working with energy, we can now work with the space. There's room to move. There's room to breathe, to make sound, to delight in our connection with the earth, with the world around us, to notice, to have playful curiosity, to re-tap into our power and our creativity and our sexual energy and give them space to be, to really step into our aliveness. This is the nature of having space. And we've all noticed it, I'm sure, in some way, one step or another. I've heard many clients come to me, I have a hard time meditating. My mind is so filled with stuff. I can't clear the mind. So I can't meditate. And what I want to invite is clearing the mind can be, it's tied to clearing the clutter. Letting ourselves slow down, create space. If we're hanging on to a bunch of stuff, that's energy draining us. We're carrying it. Even if it doesn't, you know, it's physically sitting in our house, we're still carrying it. We're attached to it. So in that space now, what's it like to really invite in what you choose? To go, wow, I have space. And you have a choice. It can be filled with clutter again, and sometimes that's what happens. And again, don't beat ourselves up, but that's what our energy needed at the time, and so be it. Break that cycle. Take a moment to pause. Go, maybe I won't fill this space with another clutter thing or another time distractor or time killer. And notice what's it like to breathe, to feel your body, to connect deeply in your body and with the earth. And now we have the ways to start to, with that space, we can start to intentionally work with our breath, our sound, our movement, and touch to move energy and to support space for energy and including our sexual energy to move through our body. So that instead of it becoming really bound up and outcome oriented and focused and pointy, which can feel good, and it's a yes and, that can feel good, and it is so amazing to notice there's other ways. And if we just go into that pointy place of releasing stress or releasing sexual energy through sort of that genital-led outcome that is quick, then we're missing out on a whole opportunity to see maybe another door of possibility or notice that down that door, open that door, and there's another hallway with like 10 other doors. And oh my gosh, we go through another door and there's a whole other set of 10 levels. And then through another door and wow, not only 10 levels, there's, you know, thousands of other buildings with just skyscraper-like levels of possibility in the universe. all that's possible if we stop and slow down and open a door. And that simply can be what it takes. And sometimes what we've done with our sexual energy is we're racing towards only that one door, the one door we knew. Again, enjoyable and fun, great. And let's add another one. Let's just open a door to another possibility too. So letting ourselves have this space and then allowing it to be space instead of just filling it with more stuff opens doors of possibility to our bliss, pleasure, sexual joy, power, creativity. We can now work with that energy. We can work with it for other things. So health. Did you know that we open space and create space in the body? We can work with our energy to heal our body. It's profound, the changes we can make in our physical form. It's very real to create and change and heal our body. And sexual energy can be incredible juice and fuel for that. It's also like we can explore deep connections. So in that space, we may invite in a partner. I've heard so many people come to me going, you know, oh, I can't practice sacred sexuality because I don't have a partner. Or I can't practice tantra. And I say, oh, please, I invite you. You absolutely start with yourself. And then it's a yes and. As you open space in yourself, now, okay, you may be able to create the space to magnetize in that new partner, that new someone. And what's it like if you feel like you're always attracting yourself to the same partner? Like you keep dating the same person. You know, it's not really the same person, but it seems like the same person. The same patterns are showing up, especially if you're noticing that. To really let yourself unwind, clear the space, allow the space. Do your own self-practice, your own human homework. As you open that space, that person's going to step in and they will look different. The pattern will shift if you give yourself permission to break the pattern. And yet if we've filled our lives and literally filled our homes with so much stuff, how can we expect to invite anyone in? They can't fit, like, quite frankly. So letting ourselves clear some of that way really does support that very thing we're seeking. Like, oh, if only I had someone with me. What's it like to be gentle on yourself and give yourself permission to make space? Another way we can use that space, work with this energy, is our connection with divine, with source. Open up and be a channel to receive the authentic messages of your path. What's it like to know and hear and slow down in a way that the messages from the universe have a way to get through. They're there all the time, around us all the time. And what I found was I was zooming around so fast and I was so filled with stuff and energy stuff and time commitment stuff that I had no space to let any of that guidance in. No space to allow the messages of the divine that were knocking at my door to come in. And so what they had to do is knock louder. And sometimes that hurts. At least for me. That's what I found. If I waited too long and then pushed them away too long, they finally hit me over the head with a 2x4. And then, okay, not literally in my case. But, you know, it's a little more painful. So the more I could open the space and be gentle with myself about it, not beat myself up for it, that's just as bad. Then the more I could go, oh, okay, I hear you. I'm going to do my best to listen. And so then I'll sum up those four pieces, this nature of how can I work with the space in my body and now work with my sexual energy where I can intentionally use it for healing and health, for connection deeply with maybe a new partner, with source, connection, transcendence, receiving guidance and also transcendence, connection with divine directly, that I don't have to go through anybody else or any other structure or organization to reach God, to reach divine. I can do that through my body, my own being. I am that connection to divine. We all are. And then finally, just how that connects with manifestation. You know, we can manifest our heart's desires. And that might mean that partner we're seeking to magnetize. It also might mean the project we're working on or the book we're writing or whatever it may be, that we can create that possibility, attract it into our lives and make it so. And that part of what supports that making it so comes back to the very topic. Let's clear some space. The foundation for allowing any of this to happen is let's clear the space to have a foundation so there's room, and then make a juicy place for it to plant and grow, right? To do our human homework, our self stuff, and to do our best to listen to that guidance that guides us through this planet, and that space helps those messages come through. And this is profound to me, the space, that idea of space and how it's all interrelated, space and energy and time and clutter, physical stuff, emotional stuff, they're all intertwined and connected. As we clear one, it supports space in the other and vice versa. So we can do some emotional clearing and find some healing that's going to make it easier to let go of the stuff. And maybe it's as we let go of the stuff with some ritual and support from spirit, we find it easier to clear the emotions and to create the mental space so that now we can breathe and notice there's not as much hanging on and delight in that. Like, how cool is that? That we really can let go of things. So I'm going to invite us in some breath practice here in a moment to explore that directly. And first, let's take another short break.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please venture to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information and where you can book her for speaking engagements or for private sessions. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online, see the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. Announcing the 2015-2016 season of Sacred Sexuality classes are now posted and open for registration. Next up is our weekend Sacred Sexuality Tantra Play Shop for couples. The dates are February 20th and 21st. Sign up by tomorrow, January 20th, for 10% off the tuition. See the website for more details. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is by clicking on the link available under Contact at the website. Announcing Leslie's new monthly Sacred Sexuality video cast. You choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be part of the conversation live or sit back and take it in. See details at the website under event calendar to join in. The next one is Wednesday, February 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us at the next Temple Community Gathering. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings, but not sure where to start? Join us at the Temple Gathering. The next one will be Sunday, January 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and we love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge, but donations to support the temple are more than welcome, but not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information available at the website under offerings. And now I give you back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney. Let's settle in and allow yourself to feel your body. We've explored this beautiful topic of how clearing clutter, creating space in the physical world around you, in your time world, in the stuff world, in the commitment world, as we clear all that clutter, that energy, it can open space. And the space, literally, physically in our body, that can open, can support our intentions for healing our body, deep connection with ourself, with others, with the world around us, with Source, manifesting our heart's desires. And I invite, let's feel for a moment, what's it like to maybe let go of something, to do just a little scan of the body, to feel what you're noticing in your skin. Maybe there's a place in your body that's calling to you. It might be a place that has a little tightness or maybe a little pain. Might not. It might be a place that just says, yes, please me. You'll know. And take a moment to connect with that space without trying to force it or change it. Just notice it. Notice the sensations involved with it. Is there heat or cold? Is there tightness? Is it smooth? Is it hard? Is it rough, soft? What texture, what color does this part of the body convey at the moment? Is there movement? Is it a pulsing? Is it a jabbing? Is it a spiral? Is it a spreading? And just notice the qualities. And then we're going to listen to how might it feel to meet that? What does it need right now? And if you get the answer of what it needs, then honor that. Like, oh, yes, and give it what it needs. And if you're not quite sure what it needs, surround that area with sort of a bubble, like a balloon, imaginary balloon, and let your breath come in and meet that area and inform it, kind of fill the balloon without expectation, not trying to force it. Just let the breath inform the area, wherever it may be on your body. In your body. And as you let your breath inform it, notice the sensations. How does the spot change? Does it feel different? In what ways does it feel different? Is it softer? Is it brighter? Does it have a different color, a different texture? And just notice whatever the changes are. And give yourself permission to acknowledge, like, you made a choice to maybe shift something there. You made a shift. You made a conscious shift. And something changed. So now the fourth piece of that, if you remember in our body wisdom toolkit, is let's celebrate. So do a little happy dance, a wiggle. Whee! You made a change in your body by simply noticing and letting it go. And notice if your brain goes, well, yeah, but it's still there, or it still hurts, or it's still something. Let yourself notice those judgment calls. And set them aside and give yourself a moment to celebrate. Yes, you may notice things still there. Yes, there may be other places that still want attention. It's okay. You made a change. Give yourself permission to celebrate it. Whee! And that's pretty profound, giving yourself permission to celebrate. And add one more piece to this practice. You may notice, and maybe through feeling this part of the body, it may be something seemingly disconnected from it. No worries, whatever it may be. Is there some limiting thought, some belief you have about yourself or about the world that you could perhaps let go of today? You don't need to carry that belief anymore. What's it like to take a breath? and exhale with some sound. Allow that belief to drop through your body and away into the earth. Feel it disappear. Feel yourself let go of it. Allow the earth to carry, to transmute and clear so that it's like compost. Nobody else has to carry it. It changes state. And as you give yourself that permission, another breath, letting go, let yourself feel in your body and notice the space. Perhaps you notice there's a space that opens. Let yourself delight in that. No need to fill it, just be with it. Invite a breath of acknowledging it. And let yourself feel unburdened. And then give yourself again a breath of gratitude and a little happy wiggle. Gratitude, gratitude for taking time for yourself, for exploring possibilities, for learning to let go, for inviting a shift and a real change in your body. This is real and possible, and I invite you to sit with ways to take this with your practice and incorporate it right in with that breath of gratitude. Deep, deep, the divine light in me sees and honors the divine light in you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn, sorry guys, and Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to contact Leslie, please go to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find more information about this at the website mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, which is a private temple studio in West Dearborn, Michigan. Thank you everyone for joining us today, and have a wonderful rest of the month.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.